Hi, boys and girls. Like you, Santa is listening to the Merry Little Podcast of MyMerryChristmas.com. Oh, 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 oh,
oh. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock.
Merry Christmas and welcome to episode number 38 of the Merry Little Podcast. My name is Jeff Westover, and I am the proprietor of MyMerryChristmas.com, a cheerful little effort of Christmas that celebrates now 27 years online and going strong. We have at My Merry Christmas a community we call the Merry Forums, where lovers of Christmas gather year-round to talk everything, and I mean everything Christmas, without shame or fear of retribution. Believe it or not, that's a real thing. And that's why this episode, I can say, finally, it's time. It's time because Thanksgiving has passed us. Black Friday is over. Cyber Monday is waning, and now we can, without reservation, talk about it. It is Christmas music. Believe it or not, in this brave new world of equality and acceptance, we still suffer from the bigotry of anti-Christmas sentiment about music. Having been around for as long as we have, we suffer in relative silence the abuse heaped upon us for publishing stories about Christmas in May. We talk about Christmas in July. We play Christmas music year-round, and believe it or not, we get heat for that. And come October, the Christmas boo-birds are never louder as the din of Christmas music on the airwaves and in public places crescendos as the season draws near. In this episode, we can unabashedly talk about it. It is Christmas music, and in this episode, it's all about music. The new music of this season, the time of year when new music is specifically crafted for selling and for performing and for sharing, even with those who blast it the rest of the year. And we, like the rest of the year, make no apologies for it. We aren't sorry for what we do, and we aren't going to apologize for it now. You see, in the end, we're just crazy for Christmas.
Snow is falling, getting cold outside. The kids won't let me put a log on the fire, 'cause Santa's coming. It's gonna be a long night. Got home late from working overtime, 'cause last Christmas still got me behind. And bills keep coming, I'll pay them off in July. Christmas vacation and I just wanna try to relax, but now I gotta fill up the stockings, hang a wreath on the door, string up the lights and give the brandy a pour. I can't wait to stand in line at the store. Ho, 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 ho. The constant carol and morning tonight. Pour me another before I lose my mind. I'm going crazy for Christmas.
Cats, a little-known duo, not sure I can call them a band, from California, believe it or not, known as the Cooter Boys, sharing their light-hearted and just-released single that you just heard called Crazy for Christmas. Now, some of you out there will no doubt write in, like you are wont to do sometimes, and you will say, Jeff, that's a secular song that knocks Christmas. How can you, of all people, embrace it? Well, relax. There's a lot of crazy about Christmas, and this song is merely a little poke in the eye, a little nudge, a little bit about how crazy Christmas can be, and it's okay to admit it, and here's the irony of it for me. I learned of this song just after midnight on Black Friday. Thanksgiving dishes were barely done when I sat down at the computer and set to work on Thursday night on websites and got caught up in all that I do, and after being there for hours, it was close to 2 a.m, and up pops an email from the Cooter Boys, and it says, there's no way in hell you're going to feature our song. But here it is, and listen to it. So needing a break, I listened to the song, and dang, if it wasn't a pretty decent little song. And I found myself exchanging emails with one of the Cooter Boys. Now, you have to understand, one of the few things about November that I struggle with is the flood, and I mean flood, of new songs that are and albums that are thrust on us every season. Most of them are not like the song you just heard. Most of them are from someone's Filipino grandpa trying to be Frank Sinatra and promising to be the next big thing on YouTube. Look, we take all song submissions seriously, and we listen to them all. And why? Well, because we love Christmas music, and we want to grow our library of unique stuff on Kringle Radio. A collection that, thanks to many hands working on it now for many years, that has grown of Christmas songs dating back nearly a century and tallying more than 3,000 unique songs. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but it actually is quite a bit, and it grows every single year. But in the new music department, not many of the songs that we have sent to us are great. Some of them are good, and the vast majority of them, well, they really kind of aren't good. So we have to sift a lot, and unfortunately, they don't release this stuff to me in May or June when I have time. It's always in November when I'm so very, very busy. But that's what we do, and that's why a surprise from the likes of the Cooter Boys is always so fun. They were doing what I was doing. They were working at 2 a.m. on Black Friday. They don't have a publicist. They don't have anybody doing this for them, but they have a decent sound. And now their song has generated a little fun for all of us here on the Merry Little Podcast for this season. And we really appreciate it. We thank them and we hope for them and for the others we feature in this episode that you will look them up via the links that we post, and that you will click on those links and buy their songs, encourage them, and help them to see how making music is making Christmas for the rest of us. Up next is a song I'm glad to share because it's quite traditional, with rich orchestration and everything. It's got an old school feel to it, which I love, but I almost didn't hear it. I got the first email about this artist and this album in October, but I found the email a little off-putting. In fact, it kind of ticked me off, and I wasn't going to listen to it, even though I had seen a good review in a place or two, including from Dare Bingle on his blog, Merry and Bright. Now, Dare Bingle is a faithful member of our forums, and he's got a great blog that I follow. I enjoy his opinion, his shared Christmas experiences and observations, and he gave this artist and this album high marks. So I waffled a little bit, especially after the artist, whose name is Reyes Stevens, saw the toll-free number on our website, and long after the first email was sent, she called me and she said, hey, Jeff, talk to me, call me, I love doing this album, I want to talk about it. Well, why was I first mad at her? Well, I'm afraid to tell you why, but I will after you get a chance to hear her great voice in this original song of Christmas.
Clouds. fragrant on the breeze, and folks are hanging stars up on the boughs. Yuletide gatherings making spirits bright. All our troubles seem worlds away, with friends stopping by for no reason why, but to say happy holidays. Presents under the topless trees, stockings hung by the fire. Little ones try not to sleep, listening for sleigh bells in the sky.
Now, what's not to love about that song? Rhea's album is called Celebrate, and it's full of fun and traditional stuff just like that. I found myself really enjoying her album, and I hope you look her up online. Rhea's got a couple of song credits in Hallmark Christmas movies, and you can clearly hear why. So what was it about the email that I got that got under my skin? It was the fact that it was first presented to me as a Christmas album that featured three songs that are about winter, and don't even mention Christmas. Now, why would that bother me? Why would it tick me off? Am I really that unforgiving of the secular Christmas? No, I don't think I am. There's plenty of secular that I feature on our sites and in our podcasts. Heck, on this episode, I've done two tracks here back to back, so give me a break, will you? But my feeling is that if you're going to do a Christmas album, then do a Christmas album. Winter songs are great for those who celebrate winter, but you know, and I know, that you only find winter songs on Christmas albums because people don't celebrate winter. They celebrate Christmas. Nobody celebrates winter. In fact, everybody I know hates winter. There aren't songs written about winter. It's a myth, a total fabrication that pagans or anyone else ever celebrated the winter solstice. It didn't happen, people. Not now, not then. Make all the songs you want and put them in an album if you want, but leave them out of Christmas. Now, is that the stupidest way to think or what? And to think of how much great Christmas I would have missed from Rhea if she hadn't picked up the phone and just said, "Hey, Jeff, gotta love that personal touch. I greatly appreciate it." She's a hardworking artist, and I do hope you support her, and we thank her for the use of her song. Up next is a song that mirrors other great songs of Christmas in that it tells a story. In fact, it's not only a song, but it's also a new children's book that just won a gold award from Mom's Choice. The story featured in the song and in print is another classic tale of Santa's reindeer. Well, kinda.
One Christmas Eve, he won't forget. Old Santa nearly pitched a fit when Rudolph came down with the flu. Well, he got a week and he turned blue. Reindeer cried and whinnied on that rooftop in Virginia, and it looked like Santa Claus was really through.
My dad climbed up the ladder and he said, Nick, that just don't matter. Well, I've got some friends with poor eyesight that can help you guide your sleigh all right.
Even if it's snowing, just point them where you're going.
I'll hook you up a passel here tonight.
Fly, possum, fly, lift old Santa to the sky.
Get those bags of toys to everyone.
Fly, possum, fly,
nature's cleanup crew on high.
You got 8 more hours to get it done.
With curly tails and pointed snouts and
50 teeth and little mouths,
they flew on from hill to dale,
delivering their special mail. Jackson, Jills, and Joey spurred by Santa's ho-ho-hoing.
With true blue possum hearts,
they could not fail. Fly, possum, fly, lift old Santa to the sky.
Get those bags of toys to everyone.
Fly, possum, fly,
nature's cleanup crew on high.
You got 6 more hours to get it done. From Illinois to Tennessee, from Muscle Shoals to Abilene,
they flew all night on Stardust tracks,
babies on their mothers' backs.
So now you know the skinny
that right here in Virginia.
Oh, we save Christmas Eve, and that's a fact.
Fly, possum, fly, lift old Santa to the sky.
Get those bags of toys to everyone.
Fly, possum, fly.
Who is that singer? Well, it's Emmy Sunshine, and if you haven't heard of her, where have you been? Go over to YouTube and search for Emmy, E-M-I, Emmy Sunshine, and watch this kid perform. She's now 14, so hardly a kid anymore, but she's listed at the Grand Ole Opry, and I guarantee you she's got quite the bluegrass and country music future ahead of her. She's the voice of this Christmas song about the possums getting it done for Santa in a pinch. We close now by cheating just a little bit with a fourth song in this episode that doesn't quite hail from Christmas 2018. It's actually from last Christmas, but it came out only a week or two before Christmas, and I know that a lot of people missed it. I certainly did, and I regretted it when I saw it well after Christmas this year. This is a little more mainstream, and it's a song about the naughty list, but in a good way.
Peppermint lips.
When I sip pink champagne,
I like to chase you around the tree
like I'm a choo-choo train. I smile when I think about the holidays together,
and I smile when I think about you in that Christmas sweater.
When I get you, ho, ho, ho,
I'm gonna wrap my arms around you like a big red bow. A little hanky-panky underneath the mistletoe. Let's get on the naughty list tonight. Whoa. 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 I love your red high heels.
I wear them just for you.
I love the way you dance.
Baby, boom, boom, boom.
There ain't nothing frosty about the way you touch.
I'm gonna squeeze you so tight.
We're gonna make Santa Claus blush. Big red bow, a little hanky-panky
That's Kelly Pickler and Phil Vassar with a fun and swinging little song. Look it up on YouTube, the video. It's fun. And go out and get this song and the others of this episode. Have you heard good music this season? Why am I not sharing more of it? Well, there's this permission deal we need to get through, and getting permission from different folks is kind of a squirrely thing. And we're not going to do it without permission. We pay our royalties through Kringle Radio, but when it comes to sharing on a podcast, everybody's got different feelings about that, and we like to respect that. But if you've got good music out there to share, please share it with us. We'll contact the producers and the artists and see if they'll let us share it with everybody else. We encourage you right now to be stopping by our website at mymerrychristmas.com, where we have been since before Thanksgiving, showcasing the new music of 2018 every single day. And we've got at least a few more weeks of this. So please come on by and see who's got what new stuff coming out and what it sounds like. It's a great time. So come and celebrate with us. For mymerrychristmas.com and all the Christmas family at the Merry Forums, I'm Jeff Westover wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas.